This is KCLA FM, Los Angeles. Now broadcasting from coast to coast and around the world on web radio at KCLAFM.com. Stay tuned for more.
Are you ready?
WebRadio.com, your internet radio destination for the new millennium. Live anytime.
On any day.
From anywhere. It's WebRadio.com. Nothing can compare to what's happening across the network. So come listen to this station live at WebRadio.com with music,
news,
sports,
whatever your taste.
It's there. WebRadio also has some cool giveaways all the time. Be sure to check it out. WebRadio.com.
Hello, singles. You're listening to the Dating Advice Girl radio show on 9.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles. This is the Halloween episode. Ooh. Yes, spooky and scary. This episode is going to be super scary because I'm bringing you my spookiest, scariest dating stories that I've heard from singles like yourselves. That's right, you guys have got some amazing, scary, creepy, cringe-worthy stories out there, and I'm here to show them and bring them to you. Mwahahahaha. Alright, shall we get right into it? Oh, before we get into it, if you don't know, my website, thedatingadvicegirl.com. I'm going to turn the scary music down a little so you can actually hear what I'm saying. Wah! So, we're going to start with the first creepy, scary, spooky, cringeworthy story. And here we go. This one was from a single lady. It's a cringeworthy and bloody tale. Here we go. I started dating this really cute guy. Even though we hadn't slept together yet, the chemistry while just kissing was unbelievable. Finally, after dating for a few months, he invited me to his place and suggested that we have a date that involved cooking dinner and doing a movie marathon. Sounds like Netflix and chill. He asked me to Netflix and chill. I was totally into it. It seemed like he was subtly suggesting that I sleep over at his place for the first time. I was so excited. I wanted to make sure everything was perfect, so I made sure to get the perfect casual but cute outfit ready and get a bikini wax just in case things went to another level. I went over to his place and he made an amazing steak dinner. I felt totally pampered. After dinner, we started a movie started a movie marathon, but honestly, we only made it 15 minutes into the first movie before we started making out. I'm happy to say that the night was magical. I did, in fact, end up sleeping over at his place that night. The next morning, we woke up, and I noticed that the sheets seemed really cold, almost damp even. I got up to go to the bathroom, as I got out of the bed, I noticed that my period had started all over his crisp, white sheets. I was horrified. So much anticipation, and so much romance, ruined by Mother Nature. I was so embarrassed, but he couldn't have handled it better. He calmed me down and reassured me that it wasn't a big deal. I honestly thought I'd never see him again. I got my stuff together and made up some reason that I had to go. I didn't think I'd see or hear from him again. Long story short, he called me later that day and asked me out again and told me that it takes way much more than that to scare him off. We've been together ever since. Ooh, but honestly, right? That is pretty incredible. Like, if that happened to me, I would be horrified. As I'm sure a lot of the ladies listening would be too. And some of the guys, let's be honest. That guy handled it like a champ, right? Like a champ. And, you know, again, to the single girl who sent this story in, thank you so much for sharing. And I think we've all had stories similar to that. Yes. But yes. Let's not waste time with commentary. We have so many amazing stories. Let's move on to the next. Oh, but in the meantime, again, if you'd like more fun dating advice, fun, scary dating stories, workshop information, all of this kind of thing, one-on-one coaching information, because I do coaching as well, go to my website, thedatingadvicegirl.com. I'm also on a bunch of social media sites. Twitter at datingadvicegrl, same with Periscope and Instagram at datingadvicegrl, so girl with no I in girl, so at datingadvicegrl for Twitter, Instagram, and Periscope, facebook.com/datingadvicegirl, youtube.com/datingadvicegirl, or just Google search me, the Dating Advice Girl. Here we go, scary story number two, also from a girl. I'm sensing a theme. The ladies have a lot of scary, spooky, cringeworthy dating stories. Here we go. So I met this guy at work. We'd been flirting for a while, so I was really excited when he finally asked me out. I didn't know a ton about him, but I always had fun chatting with him, and he never said anything abnormal, so I thought our date would be pretty standard. So on date night, he texted me to let me know that he was at my house and for me to come out if I was ready. I walked out of my front door, and all I saw was an unmarked, windowless, white cargo van. I texted him to ask where he was. He texted back and said, "I'm in the white van." Who picks a girl up in a scary white van? So I felt a little weird about it, but I walked up to the van and looked into the window to make sure it was him. He was in the van with a big smile on his face. So I got in and asked, "What's with the van?" I knew he drove a sporty car, usually, so this whole white van thing was throwing me off. He explained that he had been working earlier, transporting stuff for his job, and didn't have time to switch cars. I thought it was a little weird, but the story seemed legit, so I went along with it. We were going to head to a bar, but he said he needed to run an errand first. We headed downtown, which was cool. I like downtown LA. Unfortunately, we went past all the cool places and parked in Skid Row, which is a totally dangerous area lined with homeless shelters. Needless to say, there was no good reason to be there at night. He parked the white van, jumped out, and said, "I'll be right back." I made sure to lock the door after he left. He ran around the corner, and 5 minutes later, he jumped back into the van and said, "Okay, let's go." I said, "What did you do? Why are we here?" He explained that he wanted to get an illegal drug. She doesn't say what kind, by the way. So that we could really enjoy the night. I mean, who takes their date on a drug run with them? I'm cool, But that's a totally dangerous situation, she says. I also think he had the white van because it's easier to be a random dude in a random van than his shiny sports car in a bad neighborhood. Either way, I immediately told him to take me home, and we avoided each other at work from then on. Ooh. Scary. Spooky. And just a little ridiculous, let's be honest, right? I mean, seriously. But, again, I'm very much appreciating these stories. It is kind of crazy to think that these actually happen to actual people. But they do. I mean, I have some stories too. Actually, this is a moment where I'll share one of those stories I've experienced. And it's equally scary and cringeworthy and spooky. So, let's go back about 8-9 years. I was newish to Los Angeles, and there was a cute little coffee shop I would frequent in my neighborhood, and there was this guy who was my server, and he was really, really cute, and we would flirt all the time. He sometimes would give me, like, a free coffee and such. So I was secretly hoping that he would ask me out sometime. So I got my wish because at some point he ended up asking me if I wanted to go for wine some night after he was done with work. I said, well, of course. I mean, this was like, you know, cute crush. Sorry about this voice, by the way. It makes me want to talk like this because it's the spooky show. But I digress. So he invited me to meet him at this wine bar. So I met him at the wine bar. Super cute. He looked really cute. We're talking and laughing and joking. You know, it's like 10 minutes in, 10, 15 minutes in. I was like, oh, he's even cuter than I remembered him being. Long story short, he said something funny. Like, he told a joke or something. I laugh out loud with my mouth open, like, ha, 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 right? As you do. And all of a sudden, next thing I know, he put his finger in my mouth. Weird enough, right? Like, who puts their finger in someone's mouth when they laugh at something funny? To make matters worse, he, like, stuck his finger so far in my mouth that, like, his knuckle, or, like, you know, like where you're, with the middle of your, between your fingers, like, that part hit my mouth. He, like, shoved his whole finger down my throat, basically. I'm sitting there, like, frozen, like, just staring, like, what the F just happened? And I look at him and I said, okay, what was that? And he was like, what? Like, he literally said, what? He was like, what? I'm like, what, what? You just put your finger in my mouth. He was like, well, he's just like, I just thought it would be a funny thing to do. And I basically said something along the lines of, well, you thought wrong. Quickly down to my wine. I am not one to end a day early. For those of you who are faithful listeners to the show, I'm all about respect and, you know, following through with the date that you've committed to. But exactly like this girl screaming, I was like, what the F? I gotta get out of here. So I downed my wine. I left a couple bucks on the table for my wine and left. And I'd never heard from him since. I think he was A, shocked by my reaction, and B, probably when I called him out on that, he was like, oh, maybe that wasn't a good move. But seriously, who does that? Seriously, who does that? Ooh, I mean, and ew, just ew, right? So that's my scary, spooky, ridiculous Halloween scary story. Oh my gosh, I bet some of you have some amazing scary stories too. Halloween just isn't long enough. I wish there was more Halloween. And you know what? Actually, if you do have a scary or spooky or cringeworthy dating story that you'd like to share anonymously with me so I can share it anonymously on the show, email me at info@thedatingadvicegirl.com. So info@thedatingadvicegirl.com. And I will read your show or your story on the show. And actually, it doesn't have to be Halloween for us to do this. We could do this all year round because it's so much fun. and I apparently love speaking in this spooky, raspy, scary voice. Yes. So let's move on, because again, I've got some amazing stories left. Actually, let's take a quick commercial break, and then we'll come back with more spooky, scary stories. You're listening to the Dating Advice Girl Radio Show on 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles, California.
Another great place to use Visa.
They say that on the Champs-Élysées in Paris, the brioches are so delicate and the pain au chocolat so delicious, you'd almost think you were at Pike Place Market in Seattle, where you'll find Le Panier, one of the finest French bakeries around. But if you want a taste of Le Panier's world-class casse-croûte, bring a discerning palate and your Visa card. Because at Le Panier, they take baking to an art, but they don't take American Express. Visa, it's everywhere you want to be.
My friend John and I think the road rules. We've got lots of ideas on where to go. Unfortunately, we're a little low on bucks. I'm thinking we're going nowhere fast. Then John found out about this Greyhound 2-for-1 companion fare. We can go just about any place, anytime, and we only pay for one ticket. Two for the price of one. And there's no hassles, because we only have to buy our ticket 3 days before we go. So John, if you're listening, I got one thing to say. You the man.
The Greyhound 2-for-1 companion fare. Call now for details. Special conditions apply.
To the Dating Advice Girl Radio Show on 99.3 KCLA FM, your source for dating advice in Los Angeles.
Okay, we are back. We are back. You're listening to the Halloween spooky, scary, cringeworthy dating story episode of the Dating Advice Girl Radio Show on 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles, California. Yes. I'm having a little too much fun with this voice. Yes. But honestly, these stories are so good, it makes you want to put on a different persona. Yes. All right, so let's continue with our scary, spooky dating stories. This one is also from a girl. I promise I do have some scary guy stories too, but in the meantime, here's another cringe-worthy story from a single girl. Here we go. I went out with a guy from OkCupid, and we went to dinner, and he was really sweet. Not as cute as I thought he was gonna be, but we had a good conversation, so it was fine. We grabbed a drink while we waited for food, and when the food came, he started crying. I asked him what was wrong, and he stated that this was his mom's favorite dish. So at the time, I felt bad and asked, just asked him, you know, I'm so sorry, and when did this happen, and what happened to his mom? He responds with, oh, it happened when I was 7. Which made me quite confused as to A, why he would order his mom's favorite dish, B, why he couldn't stop crying for a good 20 minutes. Not just a few tears, but hysterics, she says. He asked to hang out again that weekend, but I told him I was going to Vegas. So he asked maybe when I got back, could we hang out? I was too nice to say no, so I said, maybe. Sure enough, when I was in Vegas that weekend, I got 35 calls and over 100 text messages asking me what hotel I was going to stay at because he had decided to go to Vegas too and wanted to see me. I never responded to any of those unanswered calls and never called him again. That is a little bit much. All around, that's a lot. That's just a whole lot. Wow, 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 wow. By the way, just a little disclaimer. I am in no way making fun of deaths in the family. But wow, that is a lot. If he were assuming he's a full-on adult, his mom passed away at 7, and she's right. Why would he order that food? And maybe it was just something that triggered him, of course, right? But what the nail in the coffin, so to speak, Halloween, haha, nail in coffin. Nail in the coffin, so to speak, was the fact that he called her 35 times, sent her 100 texts, and then showed up in Vegas to hang out. No, 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 no. That is definitely creep, creep, creep factor. Exactly. All right, so here we go. Let's move on. Here we go. Here's another one. Another girl story, of course. I promise we will get to a guy story by the end of the show. Here we go. Lots of howling. I don't know if I like the howling. Let me change the music. We'll go back. It's a little better. So on the first date, this is another girl's story. On the first date, he arrived 20 minutes late and confessed that he got a speeding ticket on the way. Not a huge deal, so we still went out. We went to TGI Fridays, where he pressed me for a how do you think this is going answer over the appetizer. So they just sat down and he's already asking how is it going? How does he think the date is going? How does she think the date's going? After he asked for a third time, still during the appetizer, I finally told him that I wasn't sure yet, but we could definitely be friends. He proceeded to turn his plate upside down over the food, literally crushing the remainder of the food under the plate, and started pouting. That was a long, uncomfortable dinner. Needless to say, there wasn't a second date or a friendship. So let's just go ahead and say coping skills. Like, where are the coping skills? And why so impatient? I understand wanting to check in and see how the date's going and how your date's doing on the date. Like, how's your love interest enjoying the date? But if you just sat down to dinner at the appetizer and you have to ask 3 times, how's it going? And then if the person doesn't have an answer, you literally, like, 5-year-old child style, like, flip your plate over? Like, that's insane. Insanity. Creepy, crawly Halloween insanity. Yes. Yes. All right, this is a really good one. I promised I'd have a story about a guy from a guy, and this is a real, real good one. Yes. Yes, here we go. So I was on a vacation in the South for a week. I was on a vacation in the South for a week. There were a lot of red flags going on during that week with this new girl I'd met, I should say. I actually know the person who wrote this story, so it's a little piecemeal-y. Let me go back. I dated a girl briefly when I was in the South for vacation for a week. During that week, there were a lot of red flags. But the final straw was when I asked her about her family. And she told me her mom and dad lived in Wisconsin. And she had 2 brothers that were also her cousins. The 2 brothers were also her cousins. I had to ask how that was possible. And she told me that her mom and dad and his brother and wife had a wife swapping party. Sorry, that one's making me choke a little bit. Each got the other pregnant, but they stayed married to their wives, so her brothers are also their cousins. Are also her cousins. I thought Jerry Springer was gonna jump out of the closet. I thanked her for a nice night and got the hell out of there. I never saw her again. So, I actually read this story to a friend of mine. It's from someone I know, but I read the story to a friend. And the friend was like, but that's not fair. Why should this girl be penalized for something that her family has done? True story. But I just gotta say that on a first date, well, and he said that, this guy said that obviously he said there were red flags throughout the week. But wow, right? In the first week, that's just a lot of information. But, you know, I guess the honesty is the best policy, right? But I think that the single guy was just completely overwhelmed by that story, which I think a lot of us would be in a week after just knowing someone over a week. But here we go. We are running out of time swiftly. Running out of time. But we're going to do one more. I think we have time for one more scary story. Exactly, lady. Exactly. Yes. These stories are that scary. Okay. We actually might have time for two more. Here's a really good one. Also from a girl, of course, because the girls are getting all the crazy stories. Here we go. I went on a date with an actor who was so romantic. It took me aback, actually. Over dinner, he was all ooey-gooey, Romeo-esque. The next morning, she says, after, you know, activities, in quotation marks, I woke up at his place and found an audition scene he'd been prepping. Guess what it said? It said all the ooey-gooeyness he said over dinner. He was practicing his scene on me. Those weren't his words at all. Oh, she says. Like she literally says, ugh. That's a pretty good one. That's not as cringe-worthy, but that is definitely a little, like, a little douchey, you know. We'll go for the douche factor. All right, let's see here. Let's pick one more good one. We only have a few minutes left. It's gotta be a good one. It's gotta be a good one. Let's see. I don't know. That might have been my best ones, you guys. Let's see. What else can I give you here? I'll give you some scary music. Okay. We're gonna end with this one. $5. $5 side guy, she calls him. It wasn't really a date, but we met at Chili's. For all godforsaken places, she says. I don't mind Chili's, but she doesn't like it, apparently. So I reluctantly met him there. While waiting for him to arrive, I sat at the front door when another man made a beeline over, asking how I was doing. I said, fine. Then he continues until I told him that I'm waiting for someone. This random man asks, male or female? I just sigh. Okay. I don't understand the sigh, but we'll go with it. Finally, my undate arrives. When we sit in the bar area, he begins to place an order. He orders a beer, and I order an appetizer and a soda. We talk and he tells me he wants to be more than friends. Just then, the check comes as he proceeds to slide a $5 bill across the table and stops it in front of me. The bill was all of about $13 to $20 total, and his beer was $5.45. So not only was he rude to slide the money across the table, but the loser was 45 cents short, plus tax and tip. Sad cry face, she posts. I would have rather had the entire bill paid than to have witnessed him embarrass himself by sliding a $5 bill across the table at Chili's, forever to be known as the $5 slide guy. Ooh. I feel like that one's a personal preference in terms of creepy, scary, cringeworthy stories, because that could be considered going Dutch, sort of, although it is a little cheap. But also Chili's, I don't mind Chili's. I don't know what that says about me. I don't mind it. Anyway, that's the end of the show, you guys. Thanks so much for listening to the Halloween show. On a dating The Vice Girl Radio Show on 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles, the Halloween episode. Again, send me your scary dating stories, because we're going to do this again. Even it doesn't have to be Halloween to do it. We're going to do it again. Info, at thedatingadvicegirl.com. Have an amazing Halloween, and I will see you next time. Woo!